The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Hi, this is Attorney Ken Auerbach from the law offices of Cartier, Bernstein, Auerbach, and Steinberg. If you or someone you care for has been injured through no fault of their own, please contact my office by visiting myinjuryli.com. Be it auto-related accidents, construction, product liability, wrongful death, slip and fall, nursing home negligence, or medical malpractice, please contact us by visiting myinjuryli.com. For nearly three decades, our firm has successfully represented our clients. Through constant communication and support, our clients never feel left out of the loop. We care about their pain, their loss, and their dignity, and of course, their compensation. Please don't hesitate to contact our office to discuss your case by visiting myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. That's myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. Don't wait another day. Hi, everyone. This is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach from Cartier, Bernstein, Auerbach, and Steinberg. Welcome back to our program. So glad to have you here as you join us in our program from no fault of your own. And as you know, it's our goal to give you an insider's view of bringing and proceeding with various types of personal injury actions caused by the negligence of some other party. And among these areas, we'll explore car accidents, trip and slip and falls, construction accidents, medical malpractice, nursing home neglect, products liability, and many other areas that cause serious injuries to individuals, oftentimes when they least expect it. Through our journey together, hopefully we can remove some of the mystery and uncertainty and help you feel both empowered, knowledgeable, and confident in the process. And also at the same time, it's our goal here for us to have some fun together and to learn together. Now, we are live today, so if you have any questions at any time, please call the studio at 631-451-1039. That's 631-451-1039. So today, I thought a good place to start the program is to go over some mistakes that people who are injured in an accident make. And I can tell you there are, unfortunately, many mistakes that people make. And today we'll focus a little bit on mistakes people make who are involved in automobile accidents. And one that is made far too often is the failure to call the police and or wait for them to arrive. So what problems are caused by this? Unfortunately, people don't always tell the truth when they ultimately report the accident to their insurance company later. And I'm sure many of you have probably experienced that frustration and the fact that what you believe was a simple fact and what you believe was simple truth somehow got twisted because you just decided or someone decided that they were not going to relate the truth to the insurance company. Now, while that can also occur even if the police do come, so the police could come and someone might not tell the truth, I would suggest to you, and I believe it's accurate, that when the police do show up at the scene and they're taking information, it's far less likely immediately after the accident that someone's not going to tell the truth. The police also at the scene can look at the vehicles and kind of figure out what happened by the damages to the vehicles. And they can speak to witnesses that may have been there and may have been present. They're able to sort of assess things when it's right hot off of the presses versus when people could maybe change what they otherwise would say. And now you have a much, much tougher fight. And now you seem that this truth that you think is so clear, it seems like it's impossible to get it out. Now, if you are impatient and don't call the police, I will tell you, you greatly reduce your chances of locking in that truth. I cannot tell you how many times that I have heard from a client that they didn't call the police because the other driver or drivers promised to take care of everything because it was their fault. And then after, when I speak to the other driver's insurance company, Their story has greatly changed to their insurance carrier, and now they are either fully blaming my client or at the very least not taking full responsibility. I also have clients that insist that they believe the other driver must have been under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Obviously, if you don't call the police and have them respond and make this complaint at the scene to the officer, it will be impossible to prove later. On this note, if there was something that you noticed about the other driver at the scene before the police arrived, make sure that you politely mention it to the police officer. Perhaps you smelled alcohol, saw an open bottle of alcohol in the other person's vehicle before the police arrived. Maybe their speech was slurred. Maybe their eyes were red or glassy. Maybe they weren't making any sense. Maybe they were belligerent. Tell the officer. They have a duty and an obligation to take that seriously and make some inquiry. If you're just joining us, we're glad that you're here. And this is our program from No Fault of Your Own, where we explore the most important issues in personal injuries caused by accidents. We are live. You can call into the program if you have any questions about any type of accident, any type of potential negligence that's caused you injury. You can call the program at 631-451-1039. And if you want to contact me to discuss any type of serious injury you might have had as a result of someone's negligence, please do so. You can call at 631-654-4900. You can get us on the web, www.myinjuryli.com, or Google me, Ken Auerbach, A-U-E-R-B-A-C-H. We would be privileged to fight to get you justice. So continuing on this issue with regard to what should you do and why should you first call the police and not leave the scene, if you don't do that, you're going to put yourself at a great disadvantage. I have had it happen where a client will exchange insurance registration and license information with another driver, and it is incorrect. And then my client is out of luck. They have no way of proving who that person was that was at the scene. That person may have been uninsured. That person may have been driving someone else's vehicle that they did not want to report they were. The same thing can happen if the police come, and it has happened where the police have taken information down and it turned out not to be correct, but I can tell you that is far, far less likely. So again, do not put yourself at a disadvantage. The other thing that I hear from defendant insurance companies after as well is that their client can't possibly have caused it because, again, the police didn't show up. Or my client, meaning the person I'm representing, can't possibly be hurt since they didn't even bother to call the police to the scene. So the implication being, if you were seriously hurt, then you would not have just taken someone's information. You would have got the police to the scene. Now, that's not always true. And there are many incidents where I've seen people who are hurt and I've represented them and I have been able to get them justice, but it takes a lot more. So what I want to do is I want to empower you to protect yourself literally from the beginning of the case to the end of the case. And that is the way you do it. Now, when the police arrive, you'll have an opportunity to tell them if you are hurt in some way, and they'll note it on the bottom of the police report. The police officer will also ask you if you would like an ambulance to come to take you to a hospital. Now, it is always, and I will tell you, always better to do it. And if you think you are hurt, get checked out if you're just not feeling right. Does it mean you can't be seriously hurt if you didn't go by ambulance to the hospital? Of course not. However, I hear and have heard defendants, their attorneys, and their insurance companies argue this all the time, at all stages of litigation. And they often say, hey, this person couldn't have been hurt because the ambulance didn't come. They didn't go by ambulance. I've heard it literally in front of many juries. And my job here is to make sure that if you are seriously hurt, that you do not allow these really misstatements and misstatements, sometimes right in front of the jury, to prevent you from getting fair and just compensation. So if you feel hurt and you're at the scene, you shouldn't be embarrassed to tell the officer that and ask for medical attention if needed. Some people worry about their car and the contents inside. Don't worry about it. Those will be secured. If you're just joining us here, you're joining us with the program from No Fault of My Own. We're really happy to have you here as we explore the most current issues in personal injury and how to fight and get justice and not allow yourself to be taken advantage of. We're really fortunate today. We're going to have two great guests with us today. As you know, we don't bring actors on our show. We bring real people, and we're excited to have them here. We will see you on the other side as we continue to fight for you and continue to explain to you how you should fight for justice. Hi, welcome back to our show from No Fault of Your Own. This is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach. So glad to have you here as we're exploring these important issues in the area of personal injury and injuries that people are involved with that cause them serious pain. If you have any questions, please feel free to call the studio today. We are live at 631-451-1039. And you could always contact me by going on the web at www.myinjuryli.com. Call 631-654-4900 or Google me, Ken Auerbach, A-U-E-R-B-A-C-H, to help you with any of your needs, any questions you might have. It's our privilege. We're on this show every week on Mondays from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. And we'd love to have you continue to join us. But throughout the week, if you know anybody who's seriously hurt, please contact me. I'd be glad to try to help them. It doesn't cost anything unless we make a recovery. It's all on a contingency. So getting back to what we're talking about as far as an ambulance and getting an ambulance to the scene, some people are embarrassed. You shouldn't be embarrassed. If you're hurt or you think you're hurt, go to the hospital, get checked out. Some people, as I said, worry about the contents that's in their car or the car itself. Trust me, the police officer will typically allow you to secure the car and contents before you leave, or if you are unable, they'll do it for you or contact your loved one, friend, or family to come to the scene to do so. As far as witnesses, that's the second major mistake that people make. If someone comes up to you before the police arrives as a supporting witness of your version, get their name and contact information. I cannot tell you how many times my clients tell me there was a great witness at the scene, but they left before the police arrived, never to be heard from or identified again. This isn't like TV where, you know, you can always identify any witness at any time. The reality is if that person leaves, unless there's an absolute horrific, tragic situation, there is going to be no way to find that person. So please get that information. It may be the difference between you winning and losing your case. Now, for everyone listening, if you see an accident, do what I'm sure you would want someone to do for you or your family if you or they were involved in one. Pull over to a safe place, see if anyone needs help first, and provide your information to the person who will want to be able to prove that it wasn't their fault, to prove what actually happened. Even if you can't wait for the police to get there for whatever reason, give that contact information to the person who will need it. This will oftentimes make all the difference in the world to them. As I said, do what you would want someone to do for your family or for yourself. Now, another reason for filing a police report is that there are provisions in your insurance policy that if you fail to do so within 24 hours of an accident, then you will not have a viable uninsured motorist claim for serious injuries if the other vehicle leaves the scene. So you need to go ahead and make sure you do file that report. I think I've emphasized how critical it is, but I cannot overemphasize it because it is just very critical. If you do go to a hospital, make sure to follow their discharge instructions. Oftentimes, the hospital will tell you to follow up with other medical providers if you are diagnosed with a particular injury, or if you start having symptoms. One of the great mistakes that I've seen people make is that they don't do what the hospital instructs, or it could be an urgent care or a similar type of facility, and for a number of reasons, don't follow up on medical care until weeks or maybe months later. The problem with this is, first, if you are hurt and you don't get medical care, you can worsen your injury, or at the very least, not give yourself the best chance of healing from it. In addition, insurance companies and their attorneys love, and I mean love, to argue that there's no way that the client was seriously hurt, or my client was seriously hurt in the collision, because there was such a delay in following up with medical treatment. And there, in fact, is law in the state of New York that supports that position, that if you have a significant delay in treating or a large gap in your treatment, that you may not be able to prove that you have a serious injury. I tell my clients this all the time. You have to make your health and your recovery a priority first. First for yourselves, and secondly, if you want to be able to prove the serious nature of your injuries. And if you don't, I will not be able to do so without it being supported and documented by medical providers. No insurance company will or should compensate anyone, someone like yourself, unless there is medical proof for the serious injury. So the point is that you should be serious about your health so we can make sure you get the justice you deserve and get the compensation and the monetary compensation, and sometimes it's very, very significant, that you're entitled to. The next thing I will tell you that it is a mistake that I've sadly seen many people make is speaking to the insurance company representing the person who was negligent about your injuries. If you are hurt or even think you may be, do not speak to the other driver or driver's insurance company before you speak to an experienced personal injury attorney. That is, for many reasons, a real problem. But I'll tell you a few that really stand out that I've seen over the years that makes my skin crawl and makes me upset. They are not, the insurance company for the other driver is not on your side and interested in fairly compensating you. They are there to protect their insured and their money, not you. They may ask questions of you, record you, and then try to use it to hurt you later. I've even seen them go out shortly after the accident and give a ridiculously small check for someone's injuries in exchange for the person signing a release, which this is binding, and that prohibits you later from recovering for the serious nature of your accident and possibly something that's worth thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars or even more. These releases will most likely be binding. So do not do that. Do not speak to them. Do not sign anything for the other insurance company. You speak to an experienced personal injury attorney, and my hope would be that you'd give me that opportunity to speak to you, discuss it with you. And you could contact me, as you know, at www.myinjuryli.com. You could call me at 631-654-4900 or Google me, Ken, A-U-E-R-B-A-C-H, and we will fight for you. We will not let that happen. And I will be the first one to get on the phone and tell the insurance company in that situation, if you are seriously hurt, that they are not to contact you anymore, that all that communications needs to be through me, and that you will not be signing a release that reduces what should be their fair and just compensation that they should be paying you. Now, I've been shocked to see many people who later come to me badly hurt, and they essentially signed off on that case for nothing. I don't believe an insurance company should be allowed to do that, but they are not prohibited in New York. So please, don't let it happen to you. Call an experienced personal injury attorney. Hopefully, you'll give my firm, Cartier, Bernstein, Auerbach, and Steinberg, the chance to do it, to represent you and fight for all of your rights, get you the monetary compensation that you'd be entitled to for your serious injuries, and not let someone take advantage of you. And we will make sure that doesn't happen. So today, I'm really glad to tell you that we do have two guests here. They're two of my clients that I've represented. I have Gloria and Joe here. A wife and husband. Unfortunately, both of them actually were in two separate situations where they were injured, and I had the privilege of representing them and fighting for them to get them justice. And in all of those cases, the defendants really were not interested in making sure they were fairly and justly compensated. We had to fight hard for them, and we got the cases in both cases for both of them to that place. Welcome, Gloria and Joe.
Thank you.
So we're really glad to have you here. We're actually going to have to take a commercial break in a second. We're just so glad to have you here, as you can explain to our listeners what it's really like to go through a personal injury case, what are the important things, where is the fight, and what they need to do and focus on in this process. And we're just really fortunate to have you here, not actors, not people just telling about numbers and that. I don't think that really helps anything, because anybody could say a number without backing it up with real people. So we'll bring you back on the other side, and we're going to get a chance to listen to you and as you tell us what this process was like. See you on the other side. Hi, this is Attorney Ken Auerbach from the law offices of Cartier, Bernstein, Auerbach, and Steinberg. If you or someone you care for has been injured through no fault of their own, please contact my office by visiting myinjuryli.com. Be it auto-related accidents, construction, product liability, wrongful death, slip and fall, nursing home negligence, or medical malpractice, please contact us by visiting myinjuryli.com. For nearly three decades, our firm has successfully represented our clients. Through constant communication and support, our clients never feel left out of the loop. We care about their pain, their loss, and their dignity, and of course, their compensation. Please don't hesitate to contact our office to discuss your case by visiting myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. That's myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. Don't wait another day. Jerome, we're so glad to have you here. Again, I want to thank my guests, Joe and Gloria, who are former clients of mine, for coming here and agreeing to share with you, the listening audience, their experiences of being seriously injured as a result of someone else's negligence, the legal process from their viewpoint, and just going through the process of trying to get fair and just compensation. And, of course, what their experience was with myself and my law firm, Cartier, Bernstein, Auerbach, and Steinberg. One of the things that I always explain to our listeners is that we take the attorney-client privilege very, very seriously. So typically any communications between my clients and myself will not get discussed with anyone or not discoverable. They've been kind enough to agree to come on here and waive that privilege. If there is something that we'd like to talk about that we otherwise would not have disclosed because of that privilege. And I will never deviate from that in a situation unless a client, of course, agrees to that. Well, Gloria and Joe, again, so glad to have you here. Could you tell our listening audience, how did you originally come, and I'll ask you, Joe, first, to be represented by Cartier, Bernstein, Auerbach, and Steinberg?
Okay. I was, I had a couple of accidents that was being represented by another law firm, and it just proved to be frustratingly slow and a lack of communication. And after a while, I checked on the internet, found Ken's law firm, called, made an appointment right away, went down. He asked me about the accidents and the injuries. And I told him that, you know, we weren't really satisfied with the law firm that was representing us. And he spoke about his firm and made us feel at ease. I was worried about changing attorneys, but that was actually very simple and quick.
Now, that process, right, a lot of times people are very concerned about that, and I understand it. But it really comes down to really something that we have to process. It's a form.
Yeah,
and, you know, the attorneys deal with it between themselves. But what you hear from a lot of people is this issue of lack of communication. And sometimes it's not that the lawyer isn't a good lawyer, so to speak, or good in that particular area. It's failing to communicate what the lawyer knows. I tell my clients, if you knew how to do this, then you wouldn't need me. And that's usually after they apologize some for asking a question, or maybe a question again. I said, if you knew it, I really wouldn't have to be in business. So I believe that, you know, every attorney's got to understand that their job is first and foremost is to let your client know what their rights and what their obligations are, so that as you go through the process, there's an understanding. And, you know, we're fortunate that you did find us. We're fortunate that you gave us that opportunity, Joe. You know, one of the things that we're very fortunate, we have you and your wife here today, Gloria, and we actually represented you on two cases that I believe the other attorney had that you changed. And then when you came to me, unfortunately, you both had two other incidents, and we're going to talk about those individually. But the first thing I'm going to ask is, how many years have you been married to this beautiful lady sitting to the right, Gloria?
Well, this will be 49 years.
49 years. Wow. Do you agree with those number of years? Does he have that right, Gloria?
Yeah. That's right.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you the question I always ask the husband when I do a consultation. What's the date of the marriage?
August 26, 1972.
We have a winner, Joe. You get to drive home today with your beautiful bride. And because here we are at MacArthur Airport, if that didn't occur, Joe, you would probably be going on some type of trip.
That's right.
And it would be one way. So I'm really glad to have you guys here. So let's talk about the different types of accidents that you were involved in regarding someone's negligence. So Joe, tell me the accident or the negligence that you were subjected to that you brought over to me, and then the second one that occurred after I was already representing you on that first case.
Okay. Well, the first case was we had bought dining room furniture from a large retail furniture store. And shortly after receiving it, we had an issue with the chair legs.
What was wrong with the chair legs?
They kept becoming loose.
That's a problem, right? A chair's right. Supposed to have legs that don't come loose.
No. And we called, and they responded quickly. They sent a repair person, and he tightened all the legs. But shortly after that, a couple of weeks or so, they started to become loose again. We called. They sent another person who repaired them, and everything seemed okay. And then one morning, I sat down to have a cup of coffee, a little breakfast, and the chair collapsed.
Literally collapsed, right?
Collapsed.
Right from under you.
Right.
And in your case, of course, they were on prior notice of it.
Yes.
So it wasn't as if they didn't know there was a problem. They knew there was a problem, but unfortunately, they were not taking care of the problem that would be considered in a way that was reasonable and correct. And so you, unfortunately, bore the brunt of that, huh, Joe?
That's right.
So that was the case that you changed attorneys on. And then right. There was a second case that happened involving you, right, Joe?
Yes, there was. I had been dropped my wife off, who went shopping in a supermarket, and I had gone out and went to get a slice of pizza, and then walking back to my car, a woman was driving in the parking lot, somehow didn't see me at all, made a left turn and ran right into me.
And so you were in this parking lot, you know, again, in the right of way, right?
Yes.
And you're walking, and all of a sudden, this car just smashed into you?
Yes. I couldn't believe she couldn't see me because I was so close to her, but she made a sharp left turn and ran into me.
If you're just joining us, we're really glad to have you here on our program from No Fault of Your Own. This is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach. If you want to get a hold of us, discuss any issues involving serious personal injury cases you might have, or questions you might have, please call me at 631-654-4900 or go on the web at www.myinjuryli.com or Google me, Ken Auerbach, A-U-E-R-B-A-C-H. We'll fight for you to get you justice. We have Gloria and Joe here today, two of my clients who were involved in very serious accidents where they both were hurt. And Joe just told you the first one was literally where a chair broke out from under him after having complained about this chair numerous times. They came to fix it. They didn't do what they should have done. And Joe, you were hurt in that first situation, right, involving the chair. Is that correct?
I was.
Okay. And as I recall, Joe, it was both of your knees. Is that correct?
Yes, and, you know, back pain and okay. knees. And, yeah.
You know, it's amazing what could happen to you, particularly, you know, most of these situations, you're not expecting it, right? So you're not expecting the chair to explode, which is basically what it did. And I can tell you that with regard to the chair case, at the beginning, they were fighting us, but ultimately because you had done really the right thing and you had made sure to itemize everything and to notice everything in terms of what happened, they finally agreed that they were at fault, that you were hurt seriously, and that you did deserve to be justly compensated, you know, on that. The second case, Joe, had to do with a motor vehicle accident. We're going to get to that when we get to the other side, and we're going to get to your beautiful bride, Gloria, and we're going to talk about her situations. And, you know, it was really our privilege to go through that process, Joe, and to fight for it. You know, it's amazing all the different situations where people are hurt as a result of someone's negligence. And when that happens, the law is very clear that the person who is negligent should take responsibility. And if they don't, that's when you need a good personal injury lawyer. And we'd love to do that for you folks if you're out there and fight for you for justice. We'll see you on the other side with our friends Joe, of course, and Gloria. Hi, welcome back. This is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach. So glad to have you on our show from No Fault of Your Own, where we explore those important issues in personal injuries caused by accidents. If you want to call into the studio, you can call in. We're here live, 631-451-1039. We will discuss anything involving any type of personal injuries that you've suffered as a result of someone's negligence. If you need to get a hold of me when we're not on the air, please go on the web, www.myinjuryli.com, call 631-654-4900, or Google me, Ken Auerbach, A-U-E-R-B-A-C-H. We're back here with our friends, my clients that I was very fortunate to represent, Joe and Gloria, and we're talking about situations that they were involved in themselves, and I'll fight to get them justice. So, Joe, we talked about the knee injury that you suffered, the serious knee injury as a result of the chair exploding, basically. Your second accident, that when you were hit as a pedestrian, where were you injured in that one? What part of your body?
My left shoulder.
Okay. And we're going to get back to treatment issues and how that went and all that. But first, I want to ask Gloria. Gloria, welcome.
Hi, Ben.
And Joe actually got the number of years and your wedding date right. Is that correct?
Good. Yeah.
Okay. So, Joe, you started off good, and we're going to hope that you continue on to the end of the show today, not making any mistakes, Joe, okay?
Okay.
So, Gloria, you had two incidents. One happened before I was representing you, and you had another attorney, and Joe explained the reason why you changed attorneys, right? So could you tell me what the first one involved? Was it a box cutter?
A box cutter, yeah, in one of the biggest stores.
Okay, so you were in a store, as I recall, and there was a box cutter literally on the top of a tin, on a shelf, right?
Right, and then I went to reach for it, and the knife hit me on my lip.
I got to tell you, it never ceases to amaze me. You see the things that happened. That was the first time that I had actually seen that happen. I did see one. I shouldn't say that. I had one on top of one of those return machines when people put in the bottles in there.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody left a box cutter on one of those too. But in your case, they left the box cutter on this tin. You went to grab the tin, and the box cutter literally came down and sliced open your lip, right?
Mm-hmm.
And immediately you knew you were hurt. I assume you were bleeding, right, at the scene?
Right.
And, you know, that was one of those cases where, and it's a major store, major retailer, and they fight you. You know, they fight us every which way. And obviously you weren't having a lot of success before you came to us. And, you know, my argument to them was really clearly, this box cutter had to be from their store or someone that worked at their store, because the average person isn't walking around with box cutters in their store, we hope.
Right.
And they ultimately, after a long fight, gave in, agreed that it had to be their employees to get you fair and just compensation. And it was significant too, right? You injured your lip. You had a scar there. Am I correct?
Yeah. And I had to have tooth replaced in there.
Okay, so it's amazing. I got to tell you, I think about that and I think, wow, thank God it was that. As bad as that was, because if that hit your eye and cut your eye, easily could have lost sight in the eye.
Sure, yeah.
So that was that situation. And then the second situation, again, was another bizarre, crazy situation.
Another store, yeah.
So now you're in a different type of store. Wasn't that a supermarket, I believe?
A supermarket, yeah. Okay. And there was a boy stuck in all the cases of water. And I was packing my groceries, and then all of a sudden the whole case fell on my foot.
So here it was. They have all of these waters at the front. Cases and cases they're stacking. You're at the front register checking out.
Yeah.
And they drop this case of water literally striking your foot, right?
And breaking my toe.
And broke your toe.
Yeah.
Now, in that case, if you recall, they were defending the case saying, mm-hmm. right? It never happened, right?
Never happened, exactly.
Now, was talking earlier on the show how important it is to report it, what it happens. Now, you did do that, didn't you?
I did report it, yeah.
Okay. You were really fortunate that you did do that. And the second thing you did was you picked up the phone and called me, right, after it happened?
I did that, yeah.
And said that they had dropped this case of water on your toe. And if you recall, what I did is I immediately sent a letter out to that store saying, do not destroy any videotape.
Right, yeah.
Now, in that case, it was critical, right? And the reason it was critical was they were denying it happened. But because you did the right thing, the smart thing, and I know Joe was there too. Joe, I believe, am I correct?
I was.
And that you did the right thing. You reported it. You told them what happened. And then we got the video. The video proved that what they were saying that it didn't happen was not true. And it actually showed, we can see it coming down at your foot and can actually see you jumping away in pain after, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So again, you know, I think it's important here to understand I, as the personal injury lawyer, could do certain things, but you guys did the smart thing, all right? You made sure to report it. And by reporting it, helped me. Now, Joe, when you were in the auto accident, as we were talking at the beginning of the show, you, I believe, made sure that the police came to the scene, correct?
Yes.
And in that case, when you were hit as the pedestrian, the police responded and you gave a statement and told them what happened, correct?
Correct.
Right. Again, Joe, you did the right thing. That was on the police report, and it was most likely that driver was going to tell the truth then. Oftentimes later, what will happen if you didn't bring the police officer there, we'll get a story, and the story will be, you know, the person just walked in front of my car, they walked into the side of the vehicle, or whatever that might be. And it's a shame. It's a shame that people don't tell the truth right throughout, but this is reality. We live in a world that people don't always tell the truth. So again, you did what was smart. Now, both of you went for medical treatment. Joe, you went for medical treatment for the chair situation where you injured your knee. Am I correct?
I did.
Okay. And how about on the shoulder, Joe? What happened with that?
Well, I went to see my orthopedic. He examined me, ordered MRIs, turned out to be a rotator cuff tear, which ended up in with surgery.
All right, so you had obviously a serious enough injury that your shoulder was torn. You had to get surgery, and you went through that process. And
I did.
Okay, and I'm sure you suffered pain throughout that, Joe?
It was a rough one, yeah.
Okay. You know, it's important. Again, you hurt, get medical treatment. Get good medical treatment, All right? We go with truth from beginning to end. That's what I tell everybody. So if you are hurt, we fight for you. We get you what's fair and just compensation. If you aren't hurt, and I don't wish anyone being hurt. I tell everybody that, right? Right. I've told you guys that, yeah. Right? Now, Gloria, same thing with you, right? You went for medical treatment, right? Yeah, you talked about the mouth, and you went to get the tooth replaced, and also with your foot.
Well, my foot, yeah.
Yeah, you had to go to an orthopedic for that?
Right, it's an orthopedic he went to, yeah.
Okay, and that was a long process too, correct?
Yeah, I know.
So I think, you know, you guys are a great example in terms of what to do versus what not to do. You guys made sure to protect your rights, and you were entitled to fair and just compensation. They did not want to pay at the beginning.
No.
Right? No, they're not interested in giving their money away, the insurance companies, are they?
No, not at all.
Okay. So could you tell me your experience about representation by my firm? Joe, please.
Yeah. You know, as I said before, he made me feel comfortable, at ease. He gave me his personal cell phone number if I needed to get in touch with him. It's unfortunate. The accidents were unfortunate, but I was fortunate to have Ken's firm represent both of us.
We really, really, really were pleased and to be able to help you. How about it, Gloria?
Oh, me too. I'm really glad that we went for you.
Well, you know, as I tell you, you know, in many situations, my clients become my friends. I really do believe, and Gloria and Joe know, they are my friends. And my job was to fight for them for the justice. And I'm just really honored when a client comes back to me. So after they come to you on the first case, when they come back to you on a second case, that's saying something. And I always tell them the best compliment you can pay a lawyer oftentimes is a referral of somebody else. It means they did a good job. Listen, you've been with us on our show, our program from No Fault of Your Own. See you next Monday. Really glad to have this time with you.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.